o'clock.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And this is the place to be, MG, Sydney's number one sports show, if you want to win stuff. Because, boy, have we got some stuff to give away tonight.
Well, June 13 was the day my little sister was born, but it's also the day that another drama at Manly happened. Oh, man, it just seems it doesn't rain to pause. But if you want to win something, i.e. Origin tickets from us, or...
We got tickets to Blatchy's Blues for Game 2 of State of Origin at ANZ Stadium up for grabs tonight. They've just got to be listening out for your slip-up, MG.
But they must. And listen to this, you must be following us on Instagram.
At Rush Hour Triple M. Make sure you're following us on Instagram when you hear MG's slip-up, 12353. You can also win $100 cash thanks to our mates at Pizza Hut. Tonight, you need the questions, the answers to all three of MG's smart ass questions. Heaps going on, but as you mentioned, MG, Manly, they are having a stinker of a 2018, really, both on field and off the field.
They can't seem to stay out of the headlines for any rhyme or reason. Anthony Watmour today has unleashed on Captain Daly Cherry Evans. We'll have all that after the song, as well as doing a Bulldog Richie, who's on the pulse, but an action-packed show.
Action-packed is exactly right, and we're going to take the blinkers off, MG.
Yes. Because Origin does do that to us. You kind of get caught up in the Origin as it is.
A little bit of tunnel vision.
Yeah, and it bloody encapsulates everything. So we want to ask our listeners what we've missed over the last couple of weeks, sporting-wise.
We'll get to that. But up next on the Rush Hour with MG, it is Bulldog Dean Richie talking all things Manly Seagulls on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Lay your hands on me. Something it sounds like Anthony Watmour wants to do to his former skipper, Daly Cherry Evans. Thanks to Red Rooster, let's do this.
Trending now.
Hangry family, there's a pack for that at Red Rooster. Winner, winner, MG. We've woken up this morning to the big story of the day involving the Manly Seagulls, and more specifically, Anthony Watmour. This is the audio of Watmour speaking on a podcast called Hello Sport, talking about his former teammate, Daly Cherry Evans.
We had a team meeting, so I told Chezza to stay back. And I said, mate, you just signed a four-year deal. I said, you turn up to training. And he's not. My manager told me not to. And so I said to him, I said, mate, you know what we've sacrificed to stay together, to be successful. Your time will come. And he just looked me straight in the eye and went, nah, not turning up. So I just went, you. So I walked out, went to Turf, said, mate, don't give him any money. I said, you've got him by the balls. If he doesn't turn up, fine him. And Turf's just succumbed to the board. Next thing we know, he's up around the $500,000 mark after being on 50 grand.
Yeah, look, wow. It all seemed to keep pear shape for DC since he made that decision in 2015 to backflip on the Titans. And as Anthony Watmour said then, he was only on 50K back then. I suppose he was being underpaid. But I think without knowing the man, DCE, that it's all about him, which when playing a team sport can be more than problematic.
Mm, absolutely, especially when you're the man, I guess, that they then put the captaincy on and the team that, you know, they've almost admitted to the fact that it is all about DC at that football club at times.
Look what's happened with this Queensland State of Origin team. I mean, there's a list as long as your arm making the reserves list, but you can't get a look in.
Well, a man with his finger on the pulse of the world of NRL, the sport of rugby league, and Manly Seagulls as a football club is this man, Bulldog Dean Richie from the Daily Telegraph. Welcome, Bulldog.
Liam, MG, how are we?
Hello, champion. What's going on, mate? What's going on? If I was Manly, I'd get rid of ladders, black cats, mirrors, anything to do with associated with bad luck. They just can't seem to take a trick.
This goes back a long way, MG. I remember this story a few years ago. It was on our back page, a big headline, Daly Cherry Evans, show me the money. Mm. He threatened to walk out. He threatened to quit. And there was a senior playing group there that had salary sacrificed to Stewart Brothers, Foran, Mattai, Watmour. And they salary sacrificed for several years under Des Hazard to keep that playing group together. Cherry Evans comes in his first year, says, I want more money, otherwise I quit. So straight away, he was on the nose at Manly in front of the senior playing group, and it just erupted from there. And this has been festering inside Anthony Watmour for 7 years now.
Well, he said that in the more extended version of the podcast that he was felt like this was a weight off his chest as he spoke about all this stuff. Bulldog, what do you expect do you expect Manly to come out and respond to Anthony Watmour on this subject? Do you expect Daly Cherry Evans to make a statement?
No, they probably won't, Liam. I mean, look, to be fair, it's not Manly's issue right now. I spoke to Lyle Gorman about it today. All he said is when there are disparaging comments thrown at one of our players, we rally around them. Look, Watmao and Cher Evans never really saw eye to eye. Daly has a lot of detractors out there. But look, it's becoming the season of from hell, rather, for Cherry Evans. He's on $1.2 million. He's not performing to the level Manly fans expect. He's had the Gladstone drama.
Yes.
He's had the Jackson Hastings drama. Now this, and he's going to somehow try to push this aside and lead this Manly side, who are running 13th, I might add, with just 4 wins, and they're playing the competition leader, St George Illawarra, this Saturday in Wollongong.
And with suggestions, I believe, Bulldog, rumours floating around about a potential star leaving the club.
Yeah, look, the Marty to power rumour, Liam, it just won't go away. Manly say they want him, but I can tell you, he's on a back-ended deal next year, which takes him up to $850,000.
Wow.
So if there's a club out there that can come to some sort of financial agreement with Manly, I think you'd find the Seagulls would consider letting Marty go. The Roosters last week said, no, we're not interested, but I do keep hearing that there's been a couple of internal discussions at the Cronulla Sharks to see whether they could somehow fit Tapau into their cap for next year. Damaging player, had a great year as well, but Manly, of course, as we know, have their salary cap issues.
Yeah, in other news, in good news, for one of the real stalwarts of rugby league, John Sutton, we hear today that negotiations have started between him and the Rabbitohs, prolonging his career at Redfern, which is fantastic news. John Sutton, arguably in career best form.
Yeah, I think his 300th game is approaching, MG. So, look, you know, he will go down as a club legend, despite South having a massive list of legends that have come out of Redfern. I can tell you guys that he has a very influential fan, John Sutton, and that is Russell Crowe. Absolutely adores John Sutton. There's no doubt if there's a re-signing to be announced that Russell Crowe will be somewhere in there behind it. I emailed Crowe today. He's over in Europe. He's back soon, but watch for the Sutton announcement to be made sooner rather than later. And look, he's, as I said, he's a Rabbitohs legend, and another 2 years would be just a lovely way for Sutton to finish his career.
Well, Jonathan Sutton due to play game 297 this weekend. Which
Did you say Jonathan Sutton?
I said Jono.
I thought you said Jonathan.
No, mate, come on. You know, the only bloke whose name I get wrong is Tariq Sims.
Yeah, and
from the Dragons.
Yeah, well, he's hunting you down.
But Jono Sutton due to play game number 300 against the Bulldogs ANZ Stadium. That would be round 18 if all goes well. So fantastic news. Bulldog, fantastic work as always. A man with his finger on the pulse all around rugby league.
Read your stuff in the Daily Telegraph tomorrow.
Yeah, guys, just a quick breaking news. There is a development at Manly happening right now. Manaafi Fanau, he's the young hooker.
Yes.
Barrett has named. They've asked for an exemption to play him, and the NRL have said no.
Oh.
So they may have to pull him out of the side. They're back in there now trying to convince the NRL to play him, but the NRL have said no. You've got three dummy half hookers. You've got Wright, you've got Hastings, and you've got Lewis Brown.
Oh.
So it's a watch this space, but it could end up that this kid is pulled out of the Manly side, and Trent Barrett will have to name a replacement sometime in the next 24 hours. So we'll
Jackson
keep an
Hastings.
Eye on that.
Jackson Hastings.
Oh, Bulldog, I can't wait. He's teased us with that one. Dean Ritchie from the Daily Telegraph does amazing work. MG, we're going to take the Origin blinkers off next.
Well, the written audio and visual media over the past fortnight, it seems, have been dedicated to State of Origin, and rightly so. But there's been a plethora of other sport upon which we have missed. On 133353, we'd like to ask you, our dedicated listeners, tell us what we've missed over the last 2 weeks. I mean, there's been Nadal won the French Open. We didn't even speak about it. Like, we're a sports show. Come on, man.
And so, he won a record 11th French Open.
And there's a couple of T-shirts up for grabs for the best thing we've missed.
All right, 133353. Give us a call. Tell us what we've missed while we've had our State of Origin blinkers on. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Get your calls next. Stay random. Sydney T's up for grabs.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M 133353. We've asked for your calls on what we missed out on while we had our Origin blinkers on ahead of Game 1. And don't forget, keep listening out for MG Slip Up. When you hear MG Slip Up, make a factually incorrect statement, 123353, and you can win yourself a couple of tickets to Game 2 of State of Origin, thanks to the Star Sydney, official home of New South Wales Blues. MG, lots of calls coming in, mate.
Actually,
before we go to the calls, what was the biggest thing you think that we missed during our Origin blinker period?
The NBA Warriors making it back-to-back against the Cavaliers, possibly.
Final seconds here of this 2018 NBA season. There's the buzzer. There's a new dynasty in the NBA. The Golden State Warriors champions once again, back-to-back titles, 3 in 4 years, and the latest with a sweep.
Yeah, massive, massive win, and now the speculation begins as to where LeBron James will be playing next year.
Go to the Spurs, LeBron. Go to the San Antonio Spurs, please, brother.
Oh, I think that's optimistic. Cameron in Bondi, what did we miss during Origin period?
Aussie Nathan Walker being the first Australian to lift the Stanley Cup ever.
Fantastic. Fantastic. How good was it? And the Vegas team who were in it were a story unto themselves. They were basically a non-team this time, well, 12 months ago, and they put a team together, got to the finals, but in the end they just couldn't do it.
Now, Cameron, yeah. Cameron, I'm going to throw Cameron a T-shirt, MG, because I've got to be honest, that's not one of the ones I had on my list. Didn't realise that an Aussie had won the Stanley Cup. Knew the Washington Capitals
Washington,
had won it.
Yeah, Washington.
Wasn't aware that's where the Aussie played. So well done, Cameron.
I actually don't think the Aussie got on the ice, but he was part of the team, so good on him.
Well done. Dan in Camden, what did we miss during the Origin period?
You missed Robert Whittaker, Australia's one and only middleweight champion of the world in the UFC mixed martial arts.
Oh, mate, we didn't miss him. I didn't miss him. He's got a good little gym there at Smeaton Grange down there near Camden. So,
Alex Prates and Fabricio down there training him. But what's so amazing about Robert was he broke his thumb 30 seconds into the fight, fought this guy one-handed. This is a guy that came in overweight, that Whittaker didn't have to take the fight because the guy couldn't make weight again. Whittaker, being the champion that he is, fights the guy, beats him with one hand, just like in the first fight, he beat the guy on one leg when he had his knee kicked out in the first round. Australia doesn't have one mixed martial artist in the top 10, let alone a world champion. This is such an amazing achievement.
More so, Dan, he's as humble as pie. He's just such a beautiful bloke. And I've got to, hey, Dan, can you keep a secret?
Yes.
Don't tell anybody.
Just between you and me, MG.
Guess what? Tomorrow, guess who's coming in the studio to say good day to us, and he's bringing his belt with him.
Oh, mate, awesome. I can't wait. Like you say, humble as. And I don't think Australia appreciates just how good this guy is. Australian mixed martial arts has got a massive hole in its game, and that's called wrestling. The Americans grow up with wrestling in their school system. Mm-hmm. Robert Whittaker is the one guy that we've got that can stop the takedown, get himself back to the feet, and then Bobby Knuckles puts him to sleep.
I think
we've found our UFC expert as well. Well done, yeah. Dan Camden. And yes, you have revealed a bit of a secret there, MG. Robert Whittaker is coming in studio tomorrow, so we will keep you posting that.
Please give Dan a T-shirt.
All right, Dan, a T-shirt coming your way as well. Quickly, before we move on from UFC, MG, because on that card as well, Tai Tuivasa was fighting.
Oh, go Bam Bam.
This was his walkout music. He walked out to Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
I love him. He's such a character. Look, we're talking about these two guys, you know, Robbie Whittaker and Tai Tuivasa, who are just changing the landscape of MMA or UFC, and they're from our back door. Tai fought a campaigner in Andrei Arlovsky who he went deep water. He went to deep waters. He's been winning every fight first round. This time it went on points, unanimous points, but Arlovsky would have taught him so much in that fight that Bam Bam will come back bigger, stronger, if that's possible.
That's 8 fights, 8 wins in the UFC for Tai. I know what your walkout music would be, MG.
I cannot get that song out of my head.
No, I cannot.
And I've got people tweeting me saying, please don't play it. I can't. I'm jogging and I can only keep playing.
Anthony in Kings Langley. I was in Game of Thrones for a moment. Kings Langley, what did we miss during the Origin period?
Oh, mate, the last Formula One Grand Prix when the model waved the checkered flag a lap too early and Ricardo lost the fastest lap.
Checkered flag has been waved, but we're waiting for the race leader on that checkered flag, and Sebastian Vettel is out and turns 8 and 7 at the moment.
Tell them not to wave the checkered flag when it's not done yet.
Wow. So, Anthony, explain that to us, because Dan Ricciardo recorded, what is it, his fastest lap time, which is null and voided because of the stuff-up.
Yeah, I think his fastest lap was about two laps after that, and they count back two laps. So that, so the other bloke got the fastest lap, yeah, because of the back counting. So,
man.
You know, she had one job, a simple job, but too complicated for her.
Comprehensive.
I like that by Anthony. I'm going to send Anthony a T-shirt as well.
What about the Wallabies? Wallabies beat Ireland
Wallabies beat Ireland.
And Ireland are coming second in the world, and that kind of went unnoticed because, you know, everything else is going on.
Caleb Petty.
Good, yes.
Wallabies. Every big man going to stop Dale pulling him down. They go to the short side. Track time. Australia.
That was our man Bernard Foley getting over the line for a try.
See, the rush hour rubs off on our guests.
Actually, and we had a lot of winners during the Origin period. People have been in the studio. Robert Whittaker, Bernard Foley.
Yeah, what about Bam Bam? We spoke to Bam Bam.
Vasa.
What about, I think, the biggest upset that I've, while we're, you know, well, had our blinkers on.
I think I know what you're talking
about.
Have you got audio to this? Dean in Ride. Oh. What did we miss during the Origin period? And this is a big one.
How you going, boys?
Dino!
What you guys missed was Scotland beating the Poms in the cricket before we're versus them tonight.
must be out. It is out. Scotland have done it. What a victory this is for Scotland. The greatest in their cricketing history.
I feel like Oprah. You get a shirt. You get a shirt. You get a shirt. Everyone gets a shirt tonight. You stay around in Sydney. Pleasure, brother. Thanks for calling us, mate.
This is the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Lots of T-shirts going off. And also, your chance to win $100 cash. You just need to answer the three smart-ass questions. Here is question number one.
MG's Smart Ask.
Question number one. How many NRL games did Anthony Watmau play?
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Which brings me to this.
I want more than zeros on my contract next year when I'm going in.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And tomorrow night we will be at ANZ Stadium ahead of round 15's first game. Eagles taking on the Bunnies. It's going to be a belter. Two good Sydney teams. Well, one going well, the other one not so much at the moment, MG. For those that haven't heard it already, the Rush Hour with MG special extended podcast with Mark Schwarzer talking all things World Cup is up. Make sure you go and check it out. Best way to do it, subscribe on the Triple M app, MG. Oh, we got it. We got Mark Schwarzer's prediction. We didn't actually get yours for the World Cup, MG. Who do you think's going to win it?
Italy, team to beat in this World Cup.
All right, very good. An announcement we haven't spoken about yet. We obviously spoke to Peter Wallace of the Penrith Panthers, who announced his immediate retirement from the game yesterday, but another veteran of the NRL has announced his retirement today, Jacob Lilleyman.
Yeah, we see this type of announcement made regularly through seasons. It comes to about, you know, June and July, and those players who are contemplating another year, they think, well, can this body get me through another 2 or 3 months of, you know, pre-season training? And the answer is no. And we salute all those that have made the decision to call it a day.
Yeah, and well, Jacob Lilleyman, it was interesting to note, when he made the announcement, he said, I've had my fair share of niggling injuries, and just the week in, week out grind of playing, all that sort of adds up for a bloke of my age. He's 34 years of age with 260 odd games of first grade behind him. So we bring in this man, the health hacker, Adam McDougall. His podcast, Health Hacker with Adam McDougall, is available on Podcast One. It's not just about hacking life, being smart with our time. It's about being smart and practical with our food, exercise and money and headspace. And basically we bring him in every week, Adam, as we welcome you in to talk about everything. But specifically we want to ask about these injuries, these niggling type injuries that Jacob Lilleyman is referring to, and just the wear and tear and grind that it has on players' bodies post-career.
Yeah, guys, it's a really good topic. Coming back not too long ago from America, where I got to speak to some of the NFL Players Association guys over there, they're really big on these sort of injuries that will have consequences probably 10 or 20 years post-football career. The NRL haven't really allowed for these injuries with retired players. A guy like MG, for example, who might have, you know, a requirement down the track maybe for a knee replacement, we aren't covered, or ex-players aren't actually covered. It's good to see that some of these players are recognising the dangers, I suppose, of being tough and playing week in and week out with these niggles as well.
Mad Dog, How's your body held up post-career?
Well, I had 28 operations. Probably needed more on my head to improve my melon, but look, I had nine on 1 knee, and look, you know, it's funny, if you go to a butcher, you get meat, so at the end of my career, you know, they make you go and see a surgeon, you know, just to check how the body is, and you go see a knee surgeon, what's he say? You need a knee replacement. You go have a sore back, you need a, you know, a back operation, so... Look, I don't think if you want to be healthy, you go see a surgeon. Yeah, there's some scary things for us NRL players to face. But look, you know, we signed up to it, so I'm not here to whinge about it. And, you know, I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, you're right. You take the ticket. You enjoy the ride for what it's for. I wouldn't be sitting here today in this studio if it wasn't for rugby league. And I'm not that blasé to forget that. I know. And if somebody said to me back now, if I was 18, sign this document to say that basically you're playing the toughest and roughest sport in the world, I'd sign the contract because what rugby league gave me, I think, way outweighs what it might give me in the future.
Be interesting to ask a couple of the small blokes you used to run at MG if they feel the same way at the end of their careers.
Well, ask them saying small blokes who ran around me. If it
Adam McDougall, the host of Health Hacker.
One second before we let Mad Dog go, I've just got to ask about the ACL injury with
Peter Wallace.
With Peter Wallace, because I can't fathom, Doggy, that he's gone 2 years with an ACL. Tell us exactly what the ACL does for the knee, and how much pain would Pete Wallace have been in over that period of time?
Well, first of all, he's an outlier because he's a ranger. So let's get one thing straight. From a genetic predisposition, rangers are the toughest human species in the world.
They are the
overachievers of our population. If you ever look at how many redheads per head of population, look at how many successful redheads there are. So if you want a successful kid, have a redhead. But as far as ACL injuries go, and here's another tip. Well, if you Google how redheads are conceived, I've gotten some trouble for this once on the footy chat.
Oh, no.
They're conceived upside down, MG. So have sex upside down. There you go.
Well, that's a few bottles of wine, mate. Before that shit goes on, I'll tell you.
Oh, no.
Red, hopefully, too. Yeah. But as far as ACLs go, it's essentially the main ligament in your knee that actually keeps it stable. So, therefore, you've got two joint surfaces, the articular surfaces in your knees, which are the cartilage, the shock absorbers. And what happens when you lose that ACL, essentially you're relying on the joint to basically just rub up and down against the surface, and you end up burning out all the... It's like the brake pads. You've got no brake pads.
Yeah.
So poor old Pete Wallace is just burning through his cartilage, and he'll have bone on bone in his knee. And as I said, it's a recipe for long-term pain and disaster. He's going to need a knee replacement, but it just shows how tough this bloke is and resilient he is. And hats off to him. As I said, all these players that run around on the weekend, if the fans can just stand up and for 1 second just acknowledge what these guys do week in and week out to entertain them, they're really tough ombros, them guys out there, and they deserve all the money and the credit they get.
Hear, hear, brother. Hear, hear.
Well, and apologies to the listeners who are now out there attempting to conceive a redhead.
Well, just don't do it while you're stuck in traffic.
No, absolutely.
He might have twins.
Mick Dougal, the host of the Health Hacker podcast, available on Podcast One. Check it out. Mad Dog, we'll speak to you next week.
Speak to you next week, guys. Have a great one.
This is The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. $100 cash still up for grabs, MG. You need the answers to all three of MG's smart ass questions. Here is question number two.
MG's Smart Ask.
Question number two. What is Anthony Watmau's nickname?
Oh, MG, I think you might have made a slip up too, mate.
I think so.
Judging by the full bank of calls we've got.
Oh. Origin tickets are in hot demand.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M, and we have the ultimate State of Origin Game 2 prize, Blatchy's Blues tickets for you and a mate. The way you've got to win them is to hear MG make a slip-up, a factually incorrect statement. MG, I think you might have made one, sir.
Very factually incorrect.
Dale in Wollongong, you think you've heard MG slip-up?
Well, I think I have.
What did you hear?
What is it, D-Man?
You reckon that Italy was going to win the World Cup, yet they didn't even qualify.
Let's go to the tape. BMG, who do you think is going to win it?
Italy, team to beat in this World Cup.
Hey, hey, hey.
Nice one, Dale.
You little ripper.
Congratulations, you and a mate. Thanks to the Star Sydney, official home of the New South Wales Blues, have won Blatchy's Blues tickets to head along to Game 2, State of Origin, June 24th at ANZ Stadium. And MG, I mean, you remember I told you yesterday, the best bit about being at the Blatchy Blues for Game 2 is you get the wig.
You'll be commentating.
And you'll hear me in your ear.
Wow.
Oh, why did everyone just hang up?
Yeah, of course. They're not real fussed on that, I don't think. You and Gussie Wallen.
Gussie Wallen and I will be in your smart wigs.
They've all just hung up again.
It's the rush hour with MG.
Go, Angus.
And MG, let's not forget, speaking of Angus Warren, his terrific work that he's doing with Gotcha for Life, the rush hour with MG, we are brought to you by Chemist Warehouse. Side by side, we stand together with the Gotcha for Life Foundation and Chemist Warehouse, raising funds and awareness for men's mental health. To show your support, head to gotchaforlife.org or any Chemist Warehouse today.
Fantastic, mate.
Very, very poor. There's the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Yeah, we are just giving away Origin tickets. We're giving away just, you know, fun times.
Oh, mate, $100.
And we've got $100 up for grabs. You need the answer to all three of MG's smart ass questions. Thanks to our mates at Pizza Hut. Here's question three.
MG's Smart Ask.
Question number three. Which team did Anthony Watmau finish his NRL career at?
Bit of an Anthony Watmau theme there. 133353 if you got the answers to those three questions, MG.
Before you tell our listeners about a fantastic thing we've just come up with, on the spot, I want to give a shout out. And if anyone else wants to DM me on Instagram showing this picture.
Hold on.
Not DM me, you know, just, was it DM? Direct message? Josh Evans in Brisbane. He's sitting in his kitchen. He said, hey, big fella, having a few drinks, listening here up in Brisbane. He's got his New South Wales jumper on. He's got a nice bourbon and coke in his hand. And I said, I'll give you a shout-out, you legend.
I'll tell you what, the lawyers came sprinting around when you were about to give a shout-out to someone who DM'd you with a picture on social media.
Have a drink. Go on, Evo.
MG, tomorrow night we're going to be at ANZ Stadium for the start of round 15. It's going to be a lot of fun. Always fun to get out to the football.
Love it.
Triple M, NRL's coverage, Eels, Bunnies from 7 o'clock with yourself and Wendell and Maroon. It's going to be a belter of a call.
I think actually Jamie Soward, who's got some big news as well, I think he had one of them balloon popping things recently where they found out he's having a baby girl. Did that come across the right way?
I've really enjoyed the last couple of minutes. It's going to be a belter. And stay tuned on our Instagram page because we've come up with a little World Cup idea that we're going to launch tomorrow, so you're going to want to pay attention.
Yes.
But we've got $100 to give away. Thanks to our mates at Pizza Hut. We've got Craig in George's Hall. Craig, MG's got the questions. Let's see if you've got the answers.
Craigie.
Hey, how are we, boys?
Good, mate. You ready to win $100?
Well, hopefully.
How many NRL games did Anthony Watmau play?
303.
Ding. What is Anthony Watmau's nickname?
Chalk.
And for $100 cold hard cash, no tax available. Which team did Anthony Watmau finish his NRL career at?
It'd be the Parramatta Eels.
Oh, you good thing.
Well done, Craig. Your $100 cash thanks to Pizza Hut. Ribs versus Beautiful. Wings in the footy brother. Feed. Only at Pizza Hut. MG, we're out of time tomorrow night. ANZ Stadium, Eels v Bunnies. We'll be on from 6.
Cannot wait. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the Catch Up podcast daily from the Triple M app.